Congressman Clements, here we are at the Andrew Jackson Day Dinner, and it's awfully nice to be here. Thank you for joining us.
Well, Al, great to be with you.
What are your plans for tonight and for the upcoming days, and how do you plan to kick off this event?
Well, this is going to be a big crowd tonight. This is an annual event to honor the memory of Andrew Jackson, who was a U.S. congressman as well as President of the United States, and a great man and great Democrat, a great citizen, a great fighter.
That's right. He sure was. They didn't have districts back in those days when he was president, did they?
No, they really did not. Matter of fact, he's the first U.S. congressman from the state of Tennessee.
The very first.
Yes. I've kept up with Andrew Jackson over many years, reading about he and Sam Houston are two of my favorites.
Well, you plan on speaking tonight, of course. You're going to give a speech this evening.
Yes, I will. And I'll talk about party unity. I'll talk about the past. And I'll talk about the fact that, we're at a real crossroads, I think, the Democratic Party is. I think 2002 is very important. If you roll back the clock back in the 1950s, you really had only one major party, and that was the Democratic Party.
For a very long time.
That's true, and you had factions within the Democratic Party, but after the Democratic nomination, that was tantamount to victory. Well, it's much different today. Now you've got Democrats and Republicans.
It's
and
a virtual two-party system.
Yes, and the Republicans, in some ways, particularly on the statewide elections, have had the upper hand, and that's why 2002 are critically important for the Democrats. Will the Democratic Party remain a major party, or is it going to roll back and be a minor party? And that's why unity is critically important, and people can have a difference of opinion without having a difference of principle.
Do you think that the Tennessee Democratic Party is much more rejuvenated after the last election?
I don't think there's any doubt about that fact. I think they have they're hungrier. And I think they realize the seriousness of the matter now.
Well, especially after what happened.
Al Gore took a real beating, and I think Al Gore has said he wants to mend his fences now and come back to Tennessee and reacquaint himself with the people of Tennessee. And I think that will be necessary if he's considering a presidential race 4 years out.
And we really don't know that as yet, do we? He hasn't really made any kind of announcements or anything. In fact, I heard that it was probably August before we'd heard much from former Vice President Gore.
Well, it's still real early. If I had been Al Gore, I think I'd have taken off at least a year and meditate and enjoy my family.
Especially after that particular November and December.
Well, that's right, because, he'd been planning all his life, or much of his life, for that one moment to run for the presidency. But, we all take detours in our life, and I know about those detours. I've taken some myself, but in some ways it's made me that much stronger, and I've learned that much more about people and about life. But I know for myself, and I can't speak for Al Gore, but it made me a better person, and I think you grow more through adversity than you do through successes at times. No doubt.
What are your plans as far as upcoming legislation in Congress that you'd like to see?
Well, I'm working on a lot of different legislation. I'm on the Transportation Committee, International Affairs Committee, and the Budget Committee. Right now, I'm surely working on a patient's bill of rights. I think the time's come in this country. If you can sue your doctor, why shouldn't you have the opportunity, legal right to sue your HMO?
Do you think, Congressman Clements, do you think that it'll pass the Senate and make it to the Congress?
I sure hope so, and it's being debated right now in the U.S. Senate, and then we'll take it up thereafter. And the problem is now is that the President Bush has said he's going to veto it in its present form, and I think that's tragic. I don't think that's in the best interest of the American people.
Do you think that would be a very risky move as far as him actually vetoing that bill, considering how long it's been in committee and been in the House and the Senate?
Well, we've worked on it for a number of years, and I think it'll be hurtful to the Bush administration for him to veto it. I have no doubts in its present form he will veto the legislation, and we don't have the votes to override a veto because you have to have two-thirds. It's not like the state of Tennessee. If a governor vetoes a particular bill, you only have to have a simple override, but in Congress, it's, or U.S. Senate, it's two-thirds.
Well, we are looking forward to getting you reelected, of course, and we're gonna really fight for that cause, that's for sure.
Well, thank you, Al. I've been a Democrat all my life. You know, the pendulum swings back and forth. It's awful easy to be a Democrat when you're riding high, but in the tough times, then you separate who really believes in the Democratic Party. And I realize there are many people in this country, Tennessee, that are independents now, and I respect them for being independents. But if you're going to be active in the political process, you really have to be a Democrat or Republican, because I found many independents or those that were Democrat or Republican before and then become independent, many of them becoming inactive, and I think that's tragic for our society, because we need people to be involved, engaged. I'd rather for someone to disagree with me
than not be involved,
than not being involved and have an opinion.
Congressman Clements, thank you very much for talking to me this afternoon.
Well,
appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Al. It's great being with you.
And we would love to have you on the show anytime at all. Just give us a call, and we'd love to have you on. We could do an interview on the program, and it would get plenty of broadcast, and it gets on the Internet as well.
Well, just call me, and we'll work it out.
I will call your press secretary.
I'll be pleased to. I'm not that hard to get a hold of anyway.
That's true.